Hello and welcome to the latest player interview. I'm joined by Man of the Match performance winner, Lee Togwell. How are you doing, Togs?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Really important to bounce back today, get 3 points.
Most definitely, yeah. So, start of the year hasn't been our best, but we've got together as a group. Like you say, we've shown good bounce back ability, and hopefully we can build on that.
Yeah, it was a tough trip to King's Lynn, especially after the high last week of a great performance at Leamington.
Yeah, it was very difficult, and it's hard to put your finger on, you know, what happened. Some people were saying because of the journey and what have you, but I mean, that's in the past. You know, we can't do anything about that now, and it's all about using the win today to build on the next performance.
Yeah, absolutely. And for a time out there, it looked a little bit frustrating. First half, it was a bit bitty.
Yeah, indeed. And both managers, you know, got into us at half time. They weren't happy with how we were playing. And we used that as a bit of a stepping stone to them using the second half, a bit of motivation, and it came through in the end, so yeah.
Yeah, start to play the ball around a little bit more comfortably, seeing a lot of the ball yourself in midfield and just playing the simple passes.
Yeah, so obviously we've changed like shape a little bit as well, so just playing in front of the back four at the minute, which gives us an overload of midfield.
Enjoying it?
Yeah, indeed, yeah, don't mind it at all. We've played that formation in other teams that I've played for as well, and it's just really important for between us four to be busy and get on the ball as often as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And so then it kind of came through to fruition. Bit of a scrappy goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it could have gone in from Floody before, but in the end Danny managed to put it in the back of the net, which was good.
Yeah, and then a little bit nervy obviously towards the end, you know, both teams down to 10 players, and then it was just really important to just not concede.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a great block by Hixie on the edge of the box, but everyone was willing to put their body on the line to prevent that ball from going in.
So you think it deserves 3 points?
Most definitely, yes.
Absolutely. And then now you've got only a few days rest, and then you're coming Weymouth of the visitors. What do you think about that?
Yeah, so we've seen their results the last couple of away games, and I think they've scored 6 in both. So it'll be a huge challenge for us and something that we're really looking forward to. And we'll be looking to obviously prevent them from scoring and see if we can notch a few as well.
As you said at the start of this little conversation, you know, the start of January has been a tough month for Slough after, you know, obviously the high of the end of last season slipped slightly down. You know, what's the atmosphere in the dressing room like? How is the feeling around kind of trying to pull it back up there?
Still good camaraderie between the group. The morale's still high. We've got some experienced members of the team now who are just rallying everyone together, making sure that little blips within the season don't put us down. So I think if at the start of the season you'd have put us in this situation, you know, within the playoffs, we most definitely would have taken it. So with what, 17 games to go, it's important we continue as we've done today, and we go from there.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on both the team performance and your own personal performance, man of the match performance. Good luck for Tuesday night, and we hope to catch up with you soon.
See you later.
Cheers. Bye. Togs.